including some modern history. I see this right now about your course, Watergate.
Oh, well, you know, when we, in that revision of the curriculum when I came here, we had a short winter term course. And I think they just about dropped that over the years. But for, oh, I would say a decade or more, we had short winter term courses which lasted only 4 weeks. And so in those courses, we sort of, each of us sort of made up interesting courses that we wanted to teach. So, and they usually changed every year. It'd just be, so what would be a topic that's not broad enough for a large course, but could be taught in a 4 week period that might be interesting to students? So really we would attempt in every way to offer courses that were interested, that students were interested in. One of the guys in sociology, I recall, offered a course on the automobile, and part of it was repairing an automobile, actually learning about it, but looking at the automobile in American culture. And there were some really fascinating courses because we would simply start thinking about them in the fall term and just make them up. And so when Watergate was over and Nixon was gone, there was a real interest on part of students out of the course on Watergate. We had a great time in that course. I loved that course. You know, the interest finally waned with students who would come in, and I taught it for about two or three terms in a row. And we would see the movie, All the President's Men. I had the students take a character in the Watergate and do an in-depth study of each character. And so at the end of the term, we would all present character. And then we were in a large classroom that had that was an old elementary school building over here, and we were in one of those old elementary school classrooms and had a blackboard all the way around the room. And so we put a chronology of Watergate on the blackboard, and each students would construct that chronology. So it was an interesting course. We had fun with that.